Oettinger.
The second day of the Red River Farm Network's crop tour presented by Pioneer focused on the southeastern part of North Dakota. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart reports.
The overall outlook for southeastern North Dakota is decent for the corn and soybeans, an improvement over 2019. There is, however, some storm damage in spots. Oaks, North Dakota was hit with some hail earlier this week. Here's Gerner Ag owner Kyle Gerner.
Well, Sunday night we had a storm come through midnight, that one that crept down from Jamestown south, and just a narrow swath of hail right on the west side of my agency here, and we stripped the corn pretty good, and there's some beans that are lodged and broke off too. Just the way the spring kind of shook out, we didn't get in time to get all the corn planted we wanted to, so we kind of switched up and went to the bean route, and we had a pretty good run in beans.
August is a make or break time for the soybeans. In the Foreman North Dakota area, Adam Ladwig says the beans are filling well.
Basically, we got a rain in early August, and then we just got a rain here recently. That's very, very crucial for pod fill, and pods are looking good. There's a lot of pods on the beans, and everything's feeling really good. We don't have much for disease pressure, minimal insect pressure, really, when you look at it. So I'm looking for a really good bean year in general. Still seeing a little bit of thistle caterpillar, a little bit of bean leaf beetle, a little bit of aphids. You can see some of the feeding on it on the plants, but overall it's pretty good.
While we didn't make it into eastern South Dakota this year, Pioneer Assistant Territory Sales Manager Beck Aronson says farmers are mostly pleased with the crops and are looking forward to harvest. Red River Farm Network's Megan Overby has more in her second day recap.
As the Red River Farm Network team made their way through southeastern North Dakota, prevent plant acres were evident in the area. Timber Cooley seed and insurance owner Ryan Lyons, based at Lisbon, North Dakota, says despite the very wet conditions, the crops looked wonderful. The beans are filling those top pods and the corn is denting. Farmers are also focused on next year.
There's a lot of cover crop that went in. Typically small grain, cereal rye or wheat, and we've got some turnips and radishes planted alongside them. That's pretty much the go-to cover crop, I mean, for feasibility and what it does for the ground. This should be making conditions a lot better for next spring.
Nearly all of the crop was planted in the wine near North Dakota area, but MNS Seed Sales Associate Greg Seltzer says it was a challenge. Seltzer describes the current crop as phenomenal because of the heat coupled with timely rains.
A couple of neighbors' fields around the area are starting to turn an 05 maturity range, but a lot of the heart of the beans around here are a 1-0 to a 1-3. Mm-hmm. So they're a few weeks away yet, but things are going to turn fast with this heat we've gotten, and harvest will be probably a week ahead of schedule of normal, if there is such a thing nowadays.
Day three of the tour picks up in the southern Red River Valley, starting at Amenia, North Dakota, progressing northward and ending back near Tauber City. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.
The U.S. was